Esotericism acts as a storehouse for secret knowledge, which is often considered ancient by tradition, if not by fact, passed down from generation to generation in private. At various times in history, simply possessing the knowledge of some of these subjects was considered illegal and a jailable offense if discovered. This usually included such general topics as alchemy, Kabbalah, Hermeticism, occultism, ceremonial magic, astrology, divination, Rosicrucianism, and so on. Collectively, these areas of study were often referred to as the esoteric sciences. Sometimes the outer garment of a subject isn't esoteric, while what is hidden beneath it is. As an example, Freemasonry isn't necessarily esoteric by nature, at least not anymore. But certain signs, passwords, and handshakes given to the candidate during their initiation are in fact esoteric in the sense that they are hidden from the general public. Today, in the 21st century, such topics are readily available at bookstores across the country, and numerous mainstream publishers offer beginner's guides and coffee table volumes on many of these subjects intended for mass appeal. Books like The Secret have turned previously arcane topics into household knowledge. All that being the case, however, it isn't to say that there still aren't buried secrets to uncover, ancient wisdom being ignored, and forgotten mysteries to be explored. In fact, it is often that we are only able to further our own studies by standing on the shoulders of these disappearing giants. Lamp of Trismegistus is doing its part to help preserve humanity's esoteric history by making some of these classics available to those students who are seeking to unearth the knowledge of these ancient colossi. So be sure to check out other titles from us in our Esoteric Classic series, as well as our Rosicrucian Collection, Theosophical Classics, and our Foundations of Freemasonry series.
Alchemy in the 19th Century by Helena P. Blavatsky. The language of archaic chemistry or alchemy has always been, like that of the earlier religions, symbolical. We have shown in The Secret Doctrine that everything in this world of effects has three attributes, or the triple synthesis of the seven principles. In order to state this more clearly, let us say that everything which exists in the world around us is made up of three principles and four aspects, just as we have shown to be the case with man. As man is a complex unity consisting of a body, a rational soul, and an immortal spirit, so each object in nature possesses an objective exterior, a vital soul, and a divine spark, which is purely spiritual and subjective. The first of this threefold proposition cannot be denied. The second cannot logically be objected to, for if we admit that metals, certain woods, minerals, and drugs possess inherent powers to produce effects on living organisms, then official science practically admits its truth. As for the third, of the presence of an absolute quintessence in each atom, materialism, which deals only with the anima mundi, denies it utterly. Much good may it derive from this agnostic attitude. We, for our part, finding in materialism an undoubted proof of the existence of moral and spiritual blindness, make no account of the denial and, leaving the blind to lead the blind, proceed with our subject. Thus, as with natural objects, so every science has its three fundamental principles and may be applied through all three or by the use of only one of them. Before alchemy existed as a science, its quintessence alone acted in nature's correlations, as indeed it still does, and in all its planes. When there appeared on earth men endowed with a superior intelligence, they allowed the supreme power to have full and uncontrolled action, and from it they learnt their first lessons. All that they had to do was to imitate it. But in order to reproduce the same effects by an effort of individual